right, listen up, class. My name is Mr. Gupp. That's Gupp, G-U-P-P, Gupp. I'd write it on the board, but as you can see, I have but one finger left on my good hand, and she ain't much of a gripper. Worry not. My inability to form legible letters will not hamper your educational experience. After all, we are here to study the industrial arts, which in a nutshell suggests few of you can read anyway. Now, I have a few simple rules in my classroom, and since today is our first day together, I will cover them surely all, thus saving me from ever having to repeat them again. So commit them to memory, boys. Oh, and you too, Tina. Rule number one. All students in Mr. Gupp's shop class will be included under the description of boy. It never fails. Every semester I get one friggin' female, and I'll be damned if I'll say boys and Tina every time I refer to the group. To give you an example, clean up your blood, boys, and Tina will simply be heard as clean up your blood, boys. Tina, you will have to take it upon yourself to know you are responsible for cleaning up your blood. Rule number two. My name is Mr. Gupp. I am not to be referred to by any other name. That includes the following. Mr. Hook. Captain Hook. Or just plain Hook. You will not call me Arsenio Hall. Mr. Foamfinger, or Father Phalange. Old One Eye is right out. As is Billy Burn Victim, Stump, or Stumpy. You will not resort to such handles as Mutilated Mel, Larry the Limbless, Mrs. Paul McCartney, The Mishap, Tabitha, The Gimp, Anakin Skywalker, Captain Jizzbag, Harry Handless, or Danny. These are not my names. My name is Mr. Gupp. I hope we're clear on that. Finally, there's rule number three, the most important rule to any shop class. No horseplay. If you are not entirely sure what falls beneath the umbrella of horseplay, allow me to shed some light. Horseplay includes cavorting, frolicking, roughhousing, and acting a fool. It also prohibits clowning, any and all buffoonery, merrymaking, practical joking, hijinks, and shenanigans. Skylarking, nonsense, jocularity, gaiety, tomfoolery, and repartee. I will also not allow wisecracking, whimsy, hoodwinking, mischief, and any of the various forms of monkeying around. Now, because there are without fail 1 or 12 Weisenheimers in every one of Mr. Gupp's classes who often push the limits of rule number three, I have gone to the trouble of isolating each of the past and numerous incidents that have come under question over the course of my 32 years of instruction and have since been determined to violate said rule. I have given you each an 83-page dossier, typed in double column and single space, that should cover every concern you may have on whether or not your conduct is substandard. For example, if you will open the dossier to page 2, you will notice the 9 new entries I've included from last semester alone. Number 1, acetylene torches are not for lighting cigarettes. Number 2, hacksaws, granola bars, and juggling don't mix. Number 3, no matter how fine it is, sawdust is not to be snorted. Number 4, there is never an excuse for having a mongoose in shop class, no matter how tame it seemed at the time. Number 5, do not weld Mr. Gupp's office door shut while he's napping. It's just not funny anymore. Number 6, be careful saying disc sander around Principal Mitchum. Learn that one the hard way. Number 7, like the name suggests, homemade weapons are to be made at home. Number eight, don't ever wear a kimono while using the drill press. That one got ugly. Number nine, no matter what your schoolmates tell you, it is not a feather in your cap to claim Mr. Gupp's final finger. Now, does anyone have any questions? Yes, you.
Yes, Mr. Gupp, I don't see in the dossier that constructing pipe bombs for terrorist activity is included among the infractions. Would that fall under horseplay, cavorting, or what?
Well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But for now, if it's not in the dossier, and I suppose as long as proper safety precautions are taken during said construction, I don't have a problem with it. But don't hold me to it. Anybody else?
Yes, Mr. Gupp, concerning rule number two, you didn't mention that we couldn't call you RoboShop or Boner Hand. Are we supposed to assume that each of those names are off limits, or is it okay to call you that?
I will reiterate one last time. My name is Mr. Gupp, G-U-P-P Gupp. Only Mr. Gupp. There are no other names I'll deem acceptable. But I thank you for asking. Now, if there are no further questions, I look forward to the semester, and let me show you how a one-fingered man can work like a surgeon the bandsaw. Come with me.